Random House Audio presents Extraordinary Ordinary People, a memoir of family. This is Condoleezza Rice. Author's note. John and Angelina Rice were extraordinary, ordinary people. They were middle-class folks who loved God, family, and their country. I don't think they ever read a book on parenting. They were just good at it. Not perfect, but really good. They loved each other unreservedly and built a world together that wove the fibers of our life, faith, family, community, and education, into a seamless tapestry of high expectations and unconditional love. And somehow, they raised their little girl in Jim Crow Birmingham to believe that even if she couldn't have a hamburger at Woolworth's lunch counter, she could be president of the United States. As it became known that I was writing a book about my parents, I received many letters and emails from people who knew my mom and dad, telling me how my parents had touched their lives. In conducting this journey into the past, I had the pleasure of returning to the places my parents lived and talking with their friends, associates, and students. I was also contacted by people who didn't know my parents, but recognized in my story their own parents' love and sacrifice. Good parents are a blessing. Mine were determined to give me a chance to live a unique and happy life. In that they succeeded. And that is why every night I begin my prayer saying, Lord, I can never thank you enough for the parents you gave me. Chapter 1. Starting Early. My parents were anxious to give me a head start in life, perhaps a little too anxious. My first memory of confronting them and in a way declaring my independence was a conversation concerning